Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome into the Pigskin Preview presented by our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. A week ago, we said we'd either look like geniuses or we'd look like idiots. Well, look at us now. A bunch of idiots. We went a collective 1-5. I think his bets missed by a combined like 146 points. It was bad. It was rough. It was a rough week 9 for the Pigskin Preview crew.
Yeah, we had a shutout, K-State Houston. I think that was 45-0, so missed that one by about 4 touchdowns. We had an absolute beatdown in South Bend. I think it was 59-7. So missed that by about 5 touchdowns. And then we had Wake Forest kept it semi-close. I think they ended up losing by 24-28. So we missed that one by about 1 possession. But the other two were never close.
The only win we got last week was because Michigan State threw an interception at the goal line to preserve a 1-point cover in a 40-point total to go under. That was the only win. We stink. We suck. And yet, you know what? Sometimes it happens. Sometimes you're a clown and there's nothing you can do about it, and you just got to take them to the chin and you got to get back off the mat. So, Luckett, for this redemption week, you know, last week going into this, right, like I even said on the outset, like I'm trying to talk, I can't talk myself in any of these numbers. Well, this week I'm having the opposite effect where I had so many different numbers out there that I was like, I can't believe that this is – like, this is too good to be true. What's going on here? So we're going to discuss some of those, and I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to bet them, because I'm not going to be dumber than Vegas this week. Vegas thinks I'm an idiot. Well, you know what? They might be right, but you know what? We're reversing the curse this week, and it starts by not betting Ole Miss -3. Now, am I going to do it? Yes, because it's a hedge for me personally, because I have a Texas A&M win total. They have to – basically, if they don't win this game, they're going under, so I'm done.
So Ole Miss is going to win by 1 is what you're telling me.
Exactly. So it's going to be a personal hedge for me, but I'm not going to give away this play because, like, when I saw that line, I was like, wait, only -3? Really? Like, you serious here?
There are some stinky lines this week.
And this one stinks. Yeah. Because – Kiffin, as you've pointed out, bad as a road as a home favorite, and the part that we don't realize is that even though they haven't, they put up big numbers against bad teams, but A&M's offense has been pretty efficient, and their defense is really good. So like, yeah. when you see this initially, you're like, oh man, Ole Miss is going to score a bunch of points. Maybe we go over. This stinks for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, A&M can't run the football at all, but the pass game has been more than decent. I have to tell you, a solid passing game this year with both Wegman and Max Johnson, and the defense has been very, very good. We've talked about Ole Miss at home. It's not been great covering the number, but this is a small number. You kind of got two trends. You got Lane Kiffin being bad at home as a favorite, then you also got Jimbo hasn't won a road game in quite a while. And so what kind of wins out there? That's a true toss-up game, but it is that line is that small is kind of I feel like that should be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
For me to play A&M, I would needed it to get up to 6 or so. Then I probably would have liked the Aggies there.
But it's a short number. Vegas isn't playing any games here.
Yeah, it's one of numerous lines that stink.
Oh, this week, Nick. You ready for the smelliest, stinkinest line that's ever stunk? Clemson. +3 against Notre Dame. The same coach who is busy letting Tyler from Spartanburg live in his head, made him go insane. They're only 3-point dogs to Notre Dame. And I was like, wait, hold up. That can't be possible. Notre Dame had Ohio State down to the wire. Like, yes, I know they lost at Louisville and they kind of struggled against Duke. Like they've kind of lived by the skin of their teeth, but they beat the hell out of USC. They just ran up almost a 60 burger on Pitt. Then I dug in a little more and realized, like, oh, Notre Dame's just good against bad defenses. Like, the offense hasn't turned a corner. Like, they just kill bad defenses. And then when they play good defenses, they're lucky to get 20 points. And that's what I think you'll ultimately have here, is that this is, as much as Dabo looks like a goon on that call-in show, he's probably going to rally the troops. The defense is going to play well, and it's going to be a 50-50 game down the stretch. And I personally can't trust the Notre Dame offense against a good defense on the road.
Yeah, Notre Dame's had issues running the football at times this year, and that's probably been their biggest weakness. They're not super explosive passing the football. Clemson's got a good defense. It's a rally the troops moment for Dabo Swinney and Clemson. They've just lost a lot of like close road games that could have gone either way. I think when you look at it. And then Florida State game at home, that went down to the wire. They easily could have won the Florida State
losing
game.
Losing overtime, right, yeah.
Yeah, so they've had some weird stuff happen away from home. And so that line makes sense to me.
I think it stinks. What stinky line you got out there?
Like, LSU at Alabama, LSU plus 3. It feels like LSU wins or Alabama blows them out. Not blows them out, but wins
by like 10. Touchdown, 10. Yeah.
So that one's a little, like, I just don't know. I just don't have a feel for that. We have one you're going to play that I'll get to later. It's actually going to be your second pick here.
Mm-hmm.
That one stinks to me.
No, it's so stinky, and I had to pick one of them, like it. It was irresistible. The other one that I'm very... What, like, I never thought I would say that I'm looking forward to a Kansas versus Iowa State game, but it is like the ultimate principal play combat, because we know how Matt Campbell sucks in spots like this, but they're the home favorite for a reason, -2.5 against a ranked team.
Yep.
Unranked versus a ranked team on the road. But part of me is like, the time to play back Iowa State on one shoulder, the Angels tell me, like, yeah, because Kansas is going to, they just had their biggest win ever. They're going to come out flat in this road game. But the devil on the other side says, like, you really think Matt Campbell's going to keep doing this? Is he going to keep stringing together wins like this? Like, it is such a, like, God, I'm just, the internal conflict, I can't get over it.
If you're really paying attention, not to be just SEC homer guy, but this happens in every conference. There's like fringe top 40 teams that can go 9-3 just because the conference is just a bunch of toss-ups and you're playing a bunch of teams. If the schedule hits right, like Iowa State, Oklahoma State all have chances to have big seasons. And these are two teams that lost to Ohio and lost to South Alabama. Those are two teams that aren't even going to win their conference in the G5.
Yeah, they're not good. No,
that just shows you how the sport is just so weird. Virginia Tech is in, if they beat Louisville on Saturday, Nick, they're in the driver's seat to go to Charlotte in the ACC title game.
And they're not a good football team.
They are one road upset away, and that it's a team that lost to Marshall, a Marshall team that's going to finish middle of the pack in the Sun Belt. Like, this is just Virginia Tech got thumped by Rutgers, and Rutgers going to go 6-6 probably in the Big Ten. So that just shows you, like, you look up and you see, oh, this team's having a really good year. A lot of it is circumstance, but you have to credit them. You know, that's why I always say early in the year, if you can just survive and win some close games,
mm-hmm.
that could keep, if you get humming late, that can help keep a good season alive. And it just shows you that random teams can just pop up and have a big year in some of these conferences just because all these teams are kind of in a pot together outside of the one or two top teams in the league. And another line that stinks, Nick, Georgia Tech plus 2.5 at Virginia.
Oh.
You're telling me that Virginia team, I know they're playing better, but they're laying points against a power conference team. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, that's gross.
What's going on there? And then we have a few stinky lines here in our picks.
Yeah, we like some of the stink. What do you like in Texas K-State?
That's hard for me to handicap just because of the Malik Murphy factor. I don't really know
mm-hmm.
what they're getting there. Kansas State has been an absolute wagon. You know, they've lost two road games, Oklahoma State and Missouri, but we look up and Oklahoma State and Missouri look like good teams. They're killing teams at home. I mean, I would lean Texas, but I don't know. I mean, that one's a total stay away for me.
Yeah, yeah. I was also intrigued by Florida at home because it feels like, all right, they go home, they get the win, but Arkansas has been really tricky. It's like, let's go ahead and stay away from that one too.
Yeah, I liked Arkansas there. I would have liked to get a point or two more. That probably would have been a play right at 6.5. I would like to get that. If that would have been touchdown or North or touchdown, I would have played the Hogs there. Those are two teams. Arkansas's got the quarterback and the talent. If this OC change hits, they could go on a run here late. But if it doesn't, they could totally fall apart. So they're a hard team to handicap. And the Florida swoon is coming, Nick. You look at that schedule. They tried to build up on that momentum heading into that Florida game, that Georgia game. But you look at their schedule. Like, they go to LSU, I believe, next week. They still got to host Florida State. They still got to go to Missouri. That's a tough slate they have here in the back half for the Gators. So they got some losses coming their way. That's a really important game. They really need to win that. If they lose to Arkansas, they could be in some deep trouble.
I also would, as much as Kentucky fans would love to watch Shane Beamer's demise, and I mean, there's a chance it could be a close game, but I would advise against the emotional pick, South Carolina, to not cover against Jack State, because Jacksonville State has been good. Like, Rich Rod, it's really astounding what he's done in year one, moving them up into the Sun Belt. And they should be able to run the football against them. But at the same time, I just don't just pick with your heart in that game. Because I know we all want Jacksonville State to pull off the upset, and it would be a lot of fun. But don't go picking with your heart.
The only thing I'll say there, Nick, is they've played some decent quarterbacks. And then against Liberty and WKU, they kind of put the clamps on both those passing offenses. WKU only completed 50%, 5.2 yards per attempt.
Well, that's the offensive coordinator. He did it to himself.
Yeah. But, I mean, Grayson McCall had a bigger game, but against Liberty they had a good game too. So their pass defense has shown a little bit of bark. So if they're able to pressure Rattler a little bit, force some incompletions in the way they're going to have success running the football, like you said, against Carolina. Mm-hmm. They can be in there in the fourth quarter. You know, and that line's grown. It opened at 2 touchdowns. I think it's up around 16 right now.
Man, I said that. Now if it gets up to like 17, I'm
Beamer's. Beamer's been good against G5 FCS foes, but this is kind of this is probably the best one that he's played since he's been there, in a unique situation.
Battle for the Gamecocks. So whoever loses can no longer be the Gamecocks. That's the rules.
Yeah, it's Jacksonville State's one to. I'm not going to say they're a live dog, but I could definitely see them covering that number for sure.
If you like any of our upcoming picks, you should download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get in on the action right now. Use promo code PIGSKIN when you sign up. Place a $5 money on bet. And if that wins, not only do you get your money, your winnings, you get $150 in bonus bets. That means even if you pick a short price, right, like a minus 500, just all you need is a money line winner on a $5 bet, and new customers will get $150 in bonus bets when you sign up with the FanDuel Sportsbook today. Use promo code PIGSKIN and get on the action. There's a lot of sports happening right now. We're recording this Thursday morning. I'm very excited for the Thursday night football slate. But I also need to remind you that if you do play with FanDuel, you must be 21 and present in Kentucky. First online, real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're also going to have like college basketball lines soon. And it takes me a little while to get that muscle to start flexing it. But I couldn't do college basketball when I had to drive to Indiana. The lines came out too late. We don't have to drive to Indiana no more. We've got FanDuel right here. We've also got FanDuel has us. Horse gambling service. I'm going to have a couple picks here at the show for Saturday's Breeders' Cup action. But first up, we've got our picks on the Saturday slate. And my first one, I think I, I, I caught him early, and then Maryland turned into a pumpkin. They turned into a big, fat, orange pumpkin. I want to make sure this is the right game. Pete, go ahead and roll that.
I think you got that number two. I think you're getting a little... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, there we go. I got it right. Maryland, they're at home against Penn State, an 8.5-point dog. Ohio State took all the air out of the tires. I mean, they completely just have been deflated, got blown out twice since then. And I know Penn State had their letdown a week ago against Indiana, but, I mean, this is a kind of a rivalry in that Penn State goes to their state and they raid all of their good football recruits. So this game means a lot. Franklin's a covering machine, 6-2 against the spread in the last 8 meetings in this game. You got to tell me they only need to win by 10 points. I know the Nittany Lions offense hasn't been explosive, but I just – Maryland's just done. Like, stick a fork in them. They got to their 5 wins, and I don't think they have any life left in them. Give me Penn State minus 8.5.
Yeah, the only thing I worry about here is that it's dropping pretty fast. It was like 10 a couple days ago. But I like Penn State as well. They're more efficient, a little bit more explosive, even or as a team, because that's mainly because their defense limits explosives. It just feels like a bounce-back spot here for Penn State. They laid the egg last week. They'll bounce back this week in College Park. I like Penn State. I'm going to probably lay the points with them, Nick, so I'm right there with you. Maryland, 2 one-possession losses to Illinois, Northwestern, back-to-back after the Ohio State loss.
I mean, that's deflating, losing those teams. There's no other way around it. I like one of your other picks. I think it's this first pick we got coming up here, too. I might be riding with you.
Yeah, I'm staying in the Big Ten. Going to have Big Ten flavor at Luckett's Locks this week. It's actually minus 8. Wisconsin minus 9.5. If you want to get the alternate line, minus 3. I like that, too. Badgers going to Indiana. I think this line's a little bit inflated, Nick, because Indiana played Penn State close last week.
Wisconsin
is banged up. Braylon Allen, their star tailback, is questionable. Tanner Mordecai, the starting quarterback, has been out. This will be the second full game he's missed in a row. With all that said, I still like Wisconsin at Indiana. They're 8-2 in ATS in the last 10 in the series. They are just a better team here. I'm not big on Indiana. I think they go in here, handle their business, win by double digits. Again, I think the line's a little short because we're getting a little Indiana overreaction and then people seeing Wisconsin's banged up. But I trust our defense in this spot, and I think if they get to 24, 27 points, this will probably be a cover. And that Indiana game, if you watch that, that was a little fluky. Like, they hit two big plays, just deep. Penn State has some turnover issues.
Right.
But in the end, they still end up losing by 2 possessions. So I like the Badgers here to go on a road and get a cover.
I appreciate that we both watched Indiana play good football, and we're like, all right, we're betting against – we're going the opposite way the following week. That's how we're going to play it. I'm also sticking in the Big Ten for just a stinking number. And the total's not going to get as much shine because Iowa plays Northwestern at Wrigley Field, and that total actually started at 29.5. It's up to 31.5. This total in Nebraska-Michigan State, it's only 34.5, but – I'm taking Nebraska minus 3. I can't quit them, Luckett. Matt Rule's just got something figured out. They've won 5 of their last 6. That only loss was a blowout to Michigan. And they've been bad against the number, but part of it is because Vegas was giving them way too many points to cover. This is a short spread. The last 2 covers they had were similar. I know that it's going to be a slobber knocker. But even if it's a close game and you got to win a close game, I think at worst I'm going to push. So it's a little gross and it's a little stinky. But you know what? Sometimes we just got to get gross and stinky when it's November football.
Yeah, the only thing I can really say is that's a Big Ten nooner. So good luck.
9-1 against the spread in the last 10 meetings, the favorite. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's November. It's going to probably be cold, nasty up there in East Lansing. Michigan State's reeling. Nebraska's actually got some momentum here. They're going to play in some meaningful football games this month if they keep, you know, not
they can go to a bowl game.
Teams.
They're going to go to a bowl game.
They are. Right now, they're 5-3, 3-2.
This is for bowl eligibility. So if you want to have a, like, hey, you're playing for bowl eligibility. When was the last time Nebraska went to a bowl game?
I think it was 2016-ish, around then. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be bowls jockeying to get down because they are going to have a crowd.
Yeah.
Kind of like, well, Kansas, like how they took over Liberty Bowl. Nebraska is going to just, like, take over Nashville for the Music City Bowl or wherever they end up sending them. I'm trying to think of some other Big Ten bowl games, but... Yeah, that's going to be a lot of bowl commissioners are going to be jockeying to get the Huskers, and this will wrap up a bowl bid for them, which was kind of the number one goal for Rule. Like, just getting this team to a bowl game was a good first step.
It's huge. Oh, yeah. Imagine them in the pinstripe, all those Husker fans in New York City.
Yeah.
It'd be just, oh, God, it'd be snowing. I'm packed Yankee Stadium. Oh, man, bowl season will be here before you know it. Luckett, what's your second lock of the week?
Yeah, staying in the Big Ten. This one isn't a nooner. It's actually at 3:30, but it might as well be a nooner. We're going Minnesota. I'm going to lay the 1.5. Going to lay the small number with the Gophers.
This is the Big Ten show this week.
It is the Big Ten hour here. I'm going to lay the small number for the Gophers against Illinois. I just feel like this line should be more, Nick. I think Minnesota's a better football team. They're at home. They're only laying 1.5. It feels like this should be over a possession at least. I mean, it's going to be an ugly game. Both these offenses have struggled. I think Minnesota's got the better defense here. They're at home. I'd give them the coaching advantage with Fleck and his staff in this matchup. So I'm just not going to overthink this here. Just going to lay the points here with Minnesota. They're coming off two big wins against Iowa and then held on against Michigan State last week. It's going to be an ugly game. But I think they'll find a way to win it. And so give me the Gophers, -1.5.
For my final pick, we've just been in the grossest football games. My final picks should be one of the most fun, most entertaining games in this entire college football season because it's our final edition of Bedlam before Oklahoma goes to the SEC. Oklahoma was the victim of the biggest upset last week. You would think that'd be a nice, you know, bounce back spot for them. But this is the last Bedlam. And Oklahoma State's been playing well as of late. There's a lot of bad blood here. I think it's going to get weird. I think it's just going to get weird with Mike Gundy involved. Some turnovers. So the number wasn't big enough for me to take the Cowboys in this series that's been dominated by Oklahoma. So let's go with the over. Both teams have just been playing in the 30s every single week for the last 5 weeks. So get me there. Let's sweat out an over and get some points in a rivalry game down there in Stillwater.
Yeah, that Oklahoma State, they've been hot. Ollie Gordon's an All-American at tailback. He's ran for over 200 yards, I think, the last 2 weeks. Like, he's just been a monster. For them, and Mike Gundy's doing it again. Like, if they win this one, Nick, they're in the driver's seats to go to the
crazy
Big 12 championship game, which is nuts. This team got destroyed by South Alabama at home, only scored 7 points.
Yeah.
So, the Duke coach, bottom line. And Bellum, it's going to be a crazy atmosphere there.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I wish it was a night game, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
For me, last pick, I'm also staying in the Big 12. A line that smells so bad. BYU +10.5 at West Virginia. West Virginia is having a good year. They should not be laying double digits against a Power 5 team. Why is this line this high?
Is
BYU sending their JV team? Like, what am I missing something? I looked up the injury report and BYU made their top running back and receiver are questionable, but still, this is not Marvin Harrison Jr. or Ollie Gordon that they're missing. Like, I think that would be fine. I don't understand this. Is West Virginia going to go score 40 points? I don't think they are.
Maybe, you know, they're worried about Mormons going into the snake pit, you know, and it's just
BYU has gotten blasted their last two trips to Texas and to TCU. So the TCU one is concerning, but I think they'll find. But they played Kansas competitive and close, and arguably should have won that game. And they won at Arkansas, so it's not like they haven't had any success on the road. I think this line just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I'm going to take BYU +10.5. I think this is the most inflated line of the week, but it keeps growing. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. But I'm going to take the double digits here with BYU.
Made this point earlier in the week on KS Board because we're both feeling it. The stars are aligning for Kentucky Liberty Bowl appearance and just handicapping it that feels most likely, which would be against a Big 12 team. And West Virginia is a candidate. You might get a little Neil Brown Bowl down in Memphis. If they win this game, they might even punch above that weight. It depends on how things shake above that. But they've got – this can get them to 8 wins, essentially. The path to 8 wins is there if they can beat BYU.
Yeah, which would, you know
– that'd be huge for Neil Brown.
I don't think anybody saw 8-4 West Virginia coming. But, again, that's kind of that conference.
Mm-hmm.
If you can win some close games, you can go 8-4, 9-3.
Yep. Remember, you can place all those wagers at FanDuel Sportsbook. I was intrigued, too, by the Army-Air Force game. Actually, by the over of all things. I know military unders are huge, but they're not running triple option anymore. Air Force actually throws the ball around the yard quite a bit. I'm gonna have to check the weather report. If we got another snow game in Colorado Springs, then I might go with the old principal play.
Yeah.
18.5 is a lot of points in a rivalry, too.
The ranked versus – or the – like there's a money line parlay to be had this week because I look at some games here like LSU, USC, Clemson. Like in some of these feature games, I could see upsets in all of these.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to do a money – if you're trying to find like a big money line parlay that might hit, I could see all of those being potential upsets.
Mm.
So just something to monitor there. And, Nick, I'm probably going to play Purdue plus 32.5. That's probably going to happen.
Yeah, I looked at that and I was like, Michigan's got to – like, eventually this stuff's going to catch up with them, right?
Usually they have a November stinker. They've had a November stinker most years under Harbaugh, even the last two, where it's just, oh, they only won that game by 10 points.
Right.
That feels like a spot, potentially.
Especially with all the Big Ten schools – telling Petito or whatever his name is.
Petiti, yeah.
Yeah, to like, hey, do something about this.
And I'm
I don't
also,
think he will, but.
We're also still waiting on the props in Mississippi State, Kentucky, for our same game parlay. Hopeful to have that by Friday, but I don't know. That might be we don't know who is playing for Mississippi State. Their top two offensive players are just a big shrug, Will Rogers and Woody Mark. So we're just kind of playing the waiting game. With them. But again, I like Devin Leary. I like this matchup for him. Overpassing, I need to see the numbers, but overpassing yards, overpassing touchdowns, as long as it's 1.5 or 2. And then, I'm going to look at some receiver props as well and the team total over for Kentucky. All of those stand out to me. But we're waiting on the numbers to get here.
While you're on the FanDuel Sportsbook, you can pull up the FanDuel Racing app. And you can play the Breeders' Cup this weekend. Breeders' Cup out at Santa Anita Park. 2 days of racing. Friday is where it can be a real crapshoot because it's Future Stars Friday. It's a bunch of two-year-olds that might have one or two races under their belt, but it's tough. I haven't looked at that slate, but I have looked at Saturdays. And a recipe that I've had for success is singling Cody's Wish. And just a bunch of stuff. Sadly, his top competition died this week. They've had two horse fatalities. There were entries into the Breeders' Cup. Stop me if you've heard that before. Big race weekend, and they've got fatalities marring, kind of with a black cloud hanging over the sport sort of deal. But Cody's Wish is going to be a huge favorite in the 1 mile. He hasn't lost at a mile. I don't know if he's ever lost at it. He lost once this year when they tried to go longer to see if he could do the Breeders' Cup Classic. So that's in race 3. So the goal here is to try to make a big ticket around him. I'm not saying like a bunch of horses. Like, let's do a $10 double. So it's only $10 bet. You need two horses to win in back-to-back races. And in race 4, Didier, he's the 9 horse. Morning line 8-1. He's cleaned up against lower competition. His only loss is against grade 1. So you got to just hope that he can pull one out against, better competition. But there's not a ton of horse. Like, There's an Aiden O'Brien horse from Europe that's won a couple races back-to-back, and there's an Irad and Chad Brown horse in there. So if you're trying to get a real big bomb, I think that's the way to go. And if you want to string it together for a pick three in race five, Goodnight Olive is going to be a huge favorite. She's only lost to Echo Zulu. Moderea, the four horse, Brad Cox. I just bet Brad Cox blindly. But Good Society by Asmussen's moving up in class. That could be a way to upset it. So maybe you do a $10 double with Didier and Cody's Wish. And then, you know, lighten the load a little bit, to like a $3 pick three, and go a little bit deeper in race five. Or just, hell, single Goodnight Olive and make it a big, big-ass pick three and try to win big. So that's my kind of strategy for trying to win with a horse where I really like Cody's Wish at a mile. You can't win just straight-up win betting him, so try to string together a few to take home a nice little paycheck. That'll be in the evening on Saturday, since it is on the West Coast. With the classic going off, I want to say around like 8:20. I will say too, Luckett, there's money to be made on the classic because the field stinks. There's not going to be the shortest price horse is Arabian Knight. It's a Baffert horse that'll probably win because it's just Baffert and it'll tick me off. But but you can do like an exacta with a couple other horses at a good price and probably be able to win big. So that's really. I know it can sometimes sound lame when you're betting the ponies like it to like have five horses to come in the top two spots in exacta or something, but you can hit some bombs on Breeders' Cup Saturday, whether it's your pick threes, pick fives, whatever it may be. You've got to invest to get there, but you can hit some surefire bombs playing the Breeders' Cup this weekend.
This is a hell of a weekend for you, man.
I know. There's a lot going on. We got a lot of football. Good football Thursday night.
Got a good Thursday at TCU, Texas Tech. That's a nice little Thursday game.
Oh, Troy, South Alabama. I did the
Troy,
thing.
South Alabama,
I was worried the number would go in the opposite direction. So I got Troy at -5.5, and it's down to 3.5. And I'm like, oh, hell, do I reinvest? Like, what are we – strategy here? Also, don't like that all the money's on South Alabama. They haven't been very good this year. I don't see.
Well, the thing is, they've either just beat the tar out of teams, or they lose. Like going into that Louisiana game last week, they had beat the last two opponents like 91-3, and then they just go and lose to Louisiana. Like they beat Oklahoma State. We talked about that already.
Yeah,
34-7.
They lost to Tulane pretty handily too.
They just been Jekyll and Hyde.
Well, it's a rivalry game. It should be an intense one. A lot of fun football this weekend. Joe Burrow's going down Sunday night, as he should have last year. I know Lucky can't wait for that. But it should be a fun weekend of college football. Hopefully the Cats can bring home a W. We're bullish on Kentucky Saturday night at Davis-Wade Stadium.
Bengals-Bills prop, Trey Hendrickson sacks. He's gotten a sack like 5 or 6 games in a row. Now, he is injured a little bit, so you have to check the injury report here, but – he has been cooking, and he gets sacks. Okay. So those sacks are still offering it at plus odds. If you want a little sprinkle Sunday night, Trey Hendrickson to record a sack.
Boom. You heard it here first, folks. Also, I'm fading the hell out of Will Levis tonight. Sorry, Will.
Yeah, I'm on the Steelers as well, -2.5.
Yeah, sorry. They're offering even Just don't take the bait, folks. Don't take the bait.
Are you doing Faye Will Levis single game parlay? Under passing yards, throw an interception. What else? Under rushing yards, maybe?
200 something was the passing total. Like, I'm going under that. And also, though, his rushing total is 10.5 yards over that. So, like, he's going to be running for his life.
Yeah, I tried to do the Faye Tyson Badgett after – but that he ended up hitting that with relative ease, the over on the passing yards.
So well, when you're down by 4 touchdowns, like, you know, you're going to throw the ball a lot.
Yeah, but I also hit what I had Eckler and had Eckler total rushing receiving and then Herbert pass attempts and those catch with relative ease. So that ended up being 2-1 there. So I'll take that any day of the week.
And you can take it to the bank at the FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code PIGSKIN when you sign up. We appreciate you listening. For Adam Luckett, I'm Nick Roush. Go Cats and go Krogery. And cut.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.